Greetings.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们共同相信的福音，我们可以在主里面成为弟兄姊妹。
Because of the common faith that we all believe, we may become brothers and sisters in our Lord.
求主打开你的话语，教导我们。
Lord, may you open your words and teach us.
让你的话语去改变我们每一个人。
To change each one of us with your words.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 今天希望跟大家分享的就是提多书。
Today I want to share with you is the book of Titus.
如果你要了解提多书呢，要先从呢保罗的生平去开始讲。
If you want to understand the book of Titus, you need to start with Paul's life.
但是有关保罗的生平呢，其实虽然大部分资料都是在使徒行传，但是其实还有一点呢，是要在他的书信跟他教会历史里面找出来。
Even though most of Paul's life are recorded in the book of the apostles, however, some you have to find in the epistles and from church history.
你知道保罗呢是一个怎么样的人呢？
Do you know what kind of person is
Apostle Paul? 教会历史呢形容呢保罗是一个秃头傲鼻子，长得很比较小的。腿是弯的，但是人呢是很友善的一个人。
According to the historians, Paul is a man of a small stature with a bald head and crooked legs, and however, he is a very friendly person.
如果我们看使徒行传呢，你知道呢，保罗呢是他在大马色路上信主的。
If you review the history, Paul became aDisciple on his way to Damascus.
当时呢是主后三十三年。
It was the year of 33 after Christ.
他当时大概是三十岁。
At that time, he's about 30 years old.
过了三年呢，他才想去耶路撒冷去见彼得跟雅各。
He did not go to Jerusalem to meet with Peter and Jacob.Until 3 years later,
大概有十年的时间呢。其实他是在他的家乡。
He spent about 10 years in his hometown.
所以当时呢，他只是一个，你可以说一个很普通的一个基督徒。
So in those days, he was just an ordinary Christian.
直到主后45年的时候呢，是巴拉巴去找保罗去一同侍奉。
It was not until 45 AD when Barnabas went to fetch Paul to worship and to serve together.
所以从47年到57年呢，就是在使徒行传所讲到他三次旅行传福音。
So from the 47 to 57 AD, there recorded 3 times of his missionary journeys.
保罗呢把这个福音从小亚细亚一直传到欧洲。
So Paul spread the gospel from Asia Minor all the way to Europe.
57年的时候呢，他回到耶路撒冷的时候呢，就给人诬告，那么他就开始坐牢了。
So in 57 AD, he returned to Jerusalem, but he was falsely accused and was in prison.
那么呢，使徒行传呢，就是大概在这个时候就结束。
So this is about the time the book of Acts stopped.
但是呢，我们大概知道呢，保罗应该是主后62年的时候呢，他就从罗马的监狱里面放出来。
So we know that Paul was released from a Roman prison in about AD 60.
那么他当时大概就是60岁。
At that time, he is about 60 years old.
那么我问你了，你60岁的时候，你希望你做什么呢？
Now let me ask you, what would you like to think you'll be doing in when you're 60 years old?
退休啊, retirement.
Are you going to be retired?
我记得呢, 我年轻的时候, 念大学的时候, 前期的时候, 我们讨论, 我们老了以后, 我们要做什么?
I remember when I was young in college, we discussed what we want to do when we get old.
我要告诉人了, 我就拿一个, 猪笼, 一个鸟笼, 去, 去茶楼去吃点心呢。
So I told people that I would go have dancing, carry my own birthcage.
这个就是我看我爷爷啊，这一代就是这样子。
This is what I saw the generation of my grandfather in what they did.
但是我们知道了，保罗当他六十岁从监牢里面放出来的，其实他没有退休。
So we know that Paul did not retire when he was released from prison at age 60.
虽然呢，他当时已经是一个很出名的基督徒了。
Even at that time, he was a very famous Christian.
你看他把福音呢传遍当时有城市的欧洲。
You can see he has spread the gospel in most of the cities in those days in Europe.
不单只是这样子，他写给教会的书信也列在这个新约圣经里面。Also,
that the letters he wrote to the churches also in the New Testament.
所以你看，如果他要退休，其实是理所当然的。That's
why you think he's of course he will be respected.
如果我从罗马被放出来，可能我就退休去吃意大利菜，在地中海里面做这个 cruise.
If I'm released from Roman prison, I would stay, eat Italian food, and have a cruise in the Mediterranean.
但是我们看今天的提多书的时候，我们知道其实他没有这样子做。
So when we read the book of Titus, we know he did not do that.
从教会历史里面呢，我们知道呢，保罗从监里面释放出来以后呢，他继续的传福音。From
the church history, we know that Paul continued to spread the gospel after he was released.
其中一个地方就是提托做牧师的地方在。
So one of the places he was a pastor was Titus is in Crete.
还有呢，我们知道，他很有可能最后把这个福音呢传到最远的地方，就是西班牙。It's
also possible he spread the gospel to the furthest end at that time was Spain.
在这一段时间呢，他有三封写给教会的书信呢，就。 列在新约圣经里面。In
that time, he had three letters for the church that was also included in the New Testament.
就是我们新约里面的提摩太前后书跟提多书。That
was the first and second Timothy's and the Titus.
我们叫这些是教牧书信，因为是教一个牧师怎么管理教会的。We
call these three as the pastoral epistles. Teach how to be a pastor of the church.
那么最后呢，其实。 保罗大概在65年的时候呢，再给罗马出去坐牢，那么最后呢，他就为主殉道了。So
in about 65 AD, he was once again imprisoned by Rome, and then he was a martyr.
那么让我想起一个问题。Then
I thought of a question.
保罗有这么大的成就，为神做这么多事情，为什么他不？ 退休还要出来的时候，从监牢出来以后，继续传福音呢？
Paul has such a great accomplishment, has completed great work. Why did he not retire after he was released from the prison?
那么我们看提多书他怎么介绍他自己的时候，我们可以找到这个答案。So
if we read the Titus, how Paul introduced himself, we can find the answer.
我们先来看第一节。That
is the first point.
第一节呢，就是保罗介绍自己呢是神的仆人。
In verse 1, Paul introduced himself as God's servant.
其实呢，一个更正确的翻译呢，应该是讲到是神的奴仆。
So actually, the best translation would be the slaves of God.
奴仆呢，在罗马帝国里面呢，是每一个人都知道是什么一回事。
Everybody knows what is a slave in the Roman Empire.
因为罗马是拥有最多奴隶的一个国家。
Because Rome is a country that has the most slaves.
有一些历史学家说，当时罗马城呢已经有2000万的奴隶。
In those days, according to historians, in Rome, the city of Rome, there were 20 million slaves.
所以呢，保罗就是简直形容他自己。
That's how Paul described himself.
一个奴仆呢，是在社会里面最低下、最底的一层呢。
So the slaves are the bottom class.In the society.
因为一个奴仆呢，他是没有自己的主权的。
Because the slaves, they have no sovereignty over themselves.
他的主人的心愿就是他的心愿。
His master's will is his will.
所以在我们英文有一句话说 ，Your wish is my command， 其实就是形容这些奴仆的心态。
So the English phrase of your wish is my command describes the attitude of the slaves.
一个奴仆他的命运呢，其实就看他的主人是一个怎么样的一个人。
So the fate of the slave depends on what kind of master he has.
当时呢，有一些主人呢，看他的奴仆呢，他好像他们的儿女一样的，对他们很好的。
Some of the masters treat their slaves as if their own children, so they have a good faith.
但是有一些主人呢，就看他的，你可以说呢，他的奴仆呢，不是人一样。
But some of the masters treated their slaves as unhuman.
他拿去了这些竞技场里面比赛，都不理他们的死活。
So they took them to compete in the auditorium. So that disregard of their life.
你知道我们其实从圣经的角度，圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人都是一个奴仆。
So from the Bible we know we all are slaves.
圣经告诉我们呢，我们生下来就是在罪的权势底下。
The Bible tells us we were born under the bondage of sin.
那么就是说我们就是罪的奴仆。
So that means we are the slaves of sin.
的意思就是说，我们每一个人都会犯罪。
This means we all will commit sin.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，只有这个环境来到的时候，我们人就会犯罪的。
Whether you like it or not, when the circumstances come, you will commit sin.
你想一想，我们中国人有一句话。
Our Chinese have a saying.
人在江湖身不由己，就是这个意思。
So if you are in the society, you cannot control yourself.
我们不单只是从圣经不单只告诉我们是罪，人是罪的奴仆。
Not only they tell us we are slaves of sin.
在以弗所书2:2里面讲到，我们也是世界的奴仆。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, we are also the slaves of this world.
这边简直说，他说那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。
He says, in which you used to live when you were following the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdom of air.
我们现代的人呢，常常夸耀我们自己懂得享受人生。
We today often boast that we know how to enjoy life.
我们懂得怎么吃，懂得怎么穿。
We know how to eat. We know how to dress.
最后我们是怎么样呢
？So what happens to us in the end?
我们穿的衣服就是这些在电视里面代卖广告的这些名牌。
So.What we wear those advertised, these designers by TV.
我们吃什么呢？我们就是吃这些杂志上面介绍的好吃的餐馆。
What do we eat? We go to the restaurant that's recommended by the magazines.
其实这个就是圣经所讲的，我们随从近视的风俗。
This is what the Bible says. We are follow the rulers of the kingdom of the air.
其实我们不知道什么，这是不是这些牌子、这些食物？的确比其他好人，我们不知道，但是人家都是人之长，所以我们也去了。
Actually, we don't know if this restaurant is so good, just because everybody went there, so we went there as well.
以弗所书二章二节后面呢还讲到一句话。
In the Ephesians 2:2, you have continually to say this.
就讲到我们顺服空中掌权者的首领。
It says we follow the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
所以我们不单只是罪的奴仆，我们是世界的奴仆，我们还是这个魔鬼撒旦的奴仆。
So not only we are the slaves of sin of the world, we are also slaves of Satan.
你知道撒旦怎么这个魔鬼怎么控制我们人呢？
Do you know how does Satan control us?
其中一个方法其实很简单，就是用我们的贪心。
Actually, it's very simple. What he uses is our greed.
很多年前呢，美国呢这些工厂已经知道一个赏钱的方法。
Many many years ago, in the American factories, they know of a method of rewarding.
Cut costs.
To cut costs.
就是把他们的工厂搬去莫斯科。
That is to move their factories to Mexico.
因为他们这一边的人工呢很低。
Because in Mexico, the labor is very cheap.
但是他们面对一个问题。
But they face a problem.
就是莫斯科人呢，他没有这个意愿去工作。
But the Mexican people, they don't have the will to work.
你知道为什么呢？
You know why?
从前他们一个月才赚2块美元，现在在这些美国的工厂里面打工，一天已经赚2块美元了，那么其他日子就不用工作了。
So they used to earn $2 a month, but now in the American factory they earn $2 a day, so they don't need to work anymore.
那么这些美国的经理就在想。怎么可以鼓励他们努力一点工作呢？
So the managers want to say how can they motivate these people willing to work hard?
最后他们想出一个方法。
So they found a solution.
每一个工人寄他们一本 Sears 的 shopping catalog.
For each worker, they give them a catalog from Sears company.
就解决他们，他从这一天开始，他们就很努力工作。
So from that day on, they work very hard.
因为我们的贪念，我们的欲念会，催逼我们去工作的。
So our greed, our desire can push us to work.
最后，我们就成为我们欲念的一个奴仆。
So we became slaves of our desires.
但是在世界上还有另外一种人，
But there's another kind of person in the world.
就是圣经讲到是神的仆人。
It's what the Bible calls the slaves of God.
只是这些人呢是神的儿女。
So these are God's children.
是耶稣基督用他的死把我们从罪里面释放出来的。
So Jesus Christ has released us from sin through his death.
这个呢就是在哥罗西书第一章十三节里面他告诉我们，耶稣基督救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国里。
So this is in recorded in Colossians 1:13. It says, For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
从我们信耶稣这一天呢，其实我们就不再是罪的奴仆了。
So from the day we become believers of Jesus, we are no longer slaves.
我们从罪、从世界、从魔鬼的手里面释放出来。
So we've been rescued from the world, from sin, from Satan.
我们是一个自由的人。
So we become a free man.
加拉太书第五章第一节告诉我们， 基督释放了我们， 叫我们得以自由。
So from Colossians chapter 1 verse 5, chapter 5 verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
那么为什么保罗说他是神的奴仆呢？
Why would Paul say that he is a slave of God?
因为在旧约里面呢是有一个剪指的一个命令的。
So in the Bible there is a command.
就是呢，如果一个希伯来的奴仆，他工作六年以后呢，他就可以得到他的自由。
So if a Hebrew slave he worked for 6 years, he will gain his freedom.
他可以离开他的主人。
So he can leave his master.
但是出埃及记21章5到6节讲到， 倘若这个奴仆他说我爱我的主人，他不愿意自由出去的时候，他的主人就可以带他到这个审判官那里，那么呢，他用一个锥子劝他的耳朵，他就永远属于这个主人了。
So in the Exodus, if a slave he loves his master, he does not want to be released, he can go to in front of a judge, and the judge will pierce his ear so he can be stay, he can stay forever.
保罗是谁啊？
What is Paul?
他是神的仆人。
He is God's slave.
为什么他是神的仆人呢？
Why is he God's slave?
是他自己选择的。
Because he chose.
因为他感觉神这个主人对他太好了，他不愿意离开神。
Because he thought that God, the Master, was too good for him, and he did not want to leave.
所以他永远愿意侍奉神。
So he wants to serve God forever.
其实这个不单只是保罗的选择。
Not only this is God, Paul's choice.
他也同样的鼓励我们做同一个选择。
So he also encouraged us to make the same choice.
在罗马书第6章16节里面说，
So in Romans 6:16,
保罗说，化作罪的奴仆，以至于死；化作顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
So whether you are slave to sin, which leads you to death, or to obedience, which leads you to righteousness.
保罗提醒我们弟兄姐妹，
So Paul reminded us, brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人在人生里面其实都有一个选择的。
In our life, every one of us has a choice.
你可以选择成为罪的奴仆， 你也可以成为神的奴仆。
So you can choose to be slaves of sin or slaves of God.
我们知道这一段圣经， 罗马书6章呢， 其实不是谈到 天堂地狱的问题。
We know that chapter 6 of Romans is not discussing heaven or hell.
因为他是对基督徒讲的。
Because he's speaking to Christians.
保罗在这边所讲的是从一个功能上面去讲。
So here Paul is speaking of a function.
如果一个基督徒他选择去犯罪， 其实他在神的眼里面就好像一个死人一样。
So if a Christian chooses to sin, in God's eyes, he is dead.
因为他不听神的话。
Because he does not listen to God's words.
但是如果这个基督徒选择去听神的话的时候呢， 他就会行出义来了。
So if the Christian becomes obedient to God's words, he becomes righteous.
保罗是神的仆人。
Paul is God's slave.
他也希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹成为神的仆人。
He also wants each one of us, brothers and sisters, to be God's servant.
第二个原因为什么保罗选择去继续的侍奉神呢？ 你可以看下去你就看到了。
Now we look at why does Paul continue to choose to be the servant.
他保罗他介绍自己呢，他是 耶稣基督的使徒。
So he introduced himself as apostles of Jesus Christ.
什么是使徒啊?
What is an apostle?
他最基本的意思就是被差遣的意思。
So the basic meaning is to be sent.
一个被差遣的人呢,是有一个任务的。
So a person who is being sent has a mission.
那么呢,保罗在后面呢,就解释他的任务是做什么了。
So Paul continued to explain what is his mission.
我和合本呢比较翻得不太好，所以呢，我从新译本里面呢把这一节翻出来读给大家听。
So, I will translate from the New Translation Version.
这边说，解释为着神选民的信心和拿合福进前真理的知识。
So he says that it's for the face of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness.
保罗在人生的任务，神交托他的，其实就有两方面。
So what God has entrusted him, there are two things.
第一，简单来说，就是为叫人去相信福音。
So the first is teach, let people believe in gospel.
他讲到神选民的信心的意思就是， 其实他是强调，就是相信的人呢，也是神所拣选的人。
So what did he mean is those who believe are those who God selects.
第二呢，他是为了神的儿女能够认识这个真理。
The second is so that God's children may understand the truth.
当他认识这个真理的时候呢，他会带出来一个敬虔的一个生活的。
Once he knows the truth, he becomes godly.
这个其实在英文呢翻的， 你就看见他这个原本的意思。
So the English translation is closer to the original meaning.
所以保罗他的任务呢，不单只是带人信耶稣，还有呢带这个人在神里面去成长，成为一个敬虔的一个人。
So Paul's task is not only to bring people to believe in Jesus, but also help them to grow in Jesus.
其实这个也是一个教会应该有的一个目标。
So this is also the purpose of a church.
我们不但只要传福音，
not only going to spread the gospel,
我们要帮助弟兄姊妹在灵里面去成长。
We also should help brothers and sisters to grow in the spirit.
你知不知道你人生的任务是什么？
Do you know what is your mission in the life?
神希望你做什么事情，你知不知道呢？
Do you know what God would like you to do?
当你知道你人生的任务的时候呢，其实能够帮助你做确定快一点了。
Once you know this, your mission, then you will help make a decision faster.
因为你知道这些跟你的任务没有关系的确定，其实你就不用考虑了。
So you don't have to consider those is not even related to your mission in life.
我们上个月放假。
We had a vacation last month.
其实呢，我们半年前就知道我们会在四月份放假。
Actually, we knew about half a year ago that we're going to have a vacation.
那么我就跟太太说，讨论我们放假要去哪里呢？
So I was discussing with my wife, where should we go on our vacation?
因为呢，一方面呢，是因为明州的冬天太长了，我们希望离开明州。
Because the winter in Minnesota is too long, we like to get somewhere else.
所以呢，我们有三个选择。
We have three choices.
第一个选择呢，是去澳洲跟新西兰。
So one of choice is to go to New Zealand and Australia.
原因呢，是因为我太太的姐姐跟哥哥住在澳洲，所以呢，我们有十多年没有去探他们，所以这个是一个可能。One
of the reasons is my wife's sister and brother, they live in Australia. We haven't seen them for more than 10 years.
那么另外一个选择呢，我们想到，就是去日本呢。
The other choice is to go to Japan.
原因呢，就是我们 二十多年来呢，常常在日本转机，但是从来没有去过日本玩。我们想，要不要今年就去日本玩呢？
You know, for the 20 years, we have never really enjoyed playing in Japan, so we want to go there to rest.
OK, 所以第三单元就是回香港了，去探家人，探望我的家人，香港。
So the third choice is to go back to Hong Kong to visit my family.
那么我们就问自己，那么我们有什么放假有什么任务？
So we ask ourselves, so what is our current mission?
所以我说第一方面就是休息一下了，第二就是把握这个机会去关心我们的家人，还有就是跟我还没信主的家人传福音呢。
So the one reason is for rest. Second is to visit with our family. The third is help our family members who are yet to believe.
那么当我们定下这个目的以后呢，那么很简单的，就是回香港。
Once we know the purpose, it's very simple. We just go back to Hong Kong.
我们十月份，去年十月份定下来我们要去哪里以后呢，那么我们就后来发觉，哎，我们的确定的确很好。
We decided where to go in October, and then we realized our decision was very good.
因为你知道，新西兰跟日本都地震嘛。
So you know there were earthquakes in both New Zealand and Japan.
还有呢，就是我们刚刚回去的时候，刚好是我太太的爸爸他要动手术，可以陪他去医院，是给他一个很大的鼓励。
Also, when we went back to Hong Kong, my father-in-law was having a surgery, so we were able to keep his company in the hospital.
对呢，虽然他还没信耶稣了，但是呢，他动完手术以后呢，他感谢神给他的平安。
Even though he has not believed in Jesus, after the surgery, he thanked God for giving him peace.
第三个，你看保罗，他他不单只知道他的身份，他不单只知道他人生的托付是什么，他还有更重要的知道一样事情，就是他对他的托付是有一个盼望的。
Not only Paul knows his identity or and his task, but he also knows he has a hope.
这个呢，就是保罗在第二节里面所讲的。
This is what Paul said in verse 2.
他说盼望拿无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生。
So a faith and knowledge resting in the hope of eternal life from the God who never lies.
保罗知道他的任务其实是很困难的。
So Paul knew that his mission was very difficult.
从他传福音的经验里面，他已经知道这个事情，只是面对是很大的困难。
So he knew through his experiences, this is he's been facing great trouble.
其实我们也知道，主耶稣也形容天国的路是一条窄路。
So we also know that Lord Jesus described the road lead to kingdom. It's a narrow one.
但是为什么保罗还是要这么努力的完成神交托他的呢？
So why Paul continue to work hard to do what God has entrusted him?
因为他有一个盼望。
Because he has a hope.
他知道他的任务是一定可以成功的。
He knew that his mission will be completed.
这个不是因为他个人的能力。
Not because of his own ability.
因为这里讲到这个任务是这个无谎言的神所计划的。
So because in here the Bible says this mission was planned by the God who never lies.
他会完成这个福音。
He will fulfill this gospel.
保罗只是把这个消息去传出去。
So Paul is only need to preach this message.
因为他有这个盼望的时候，这个就推动他为神去工作。
Because he has such a hope And this hope will motivate him to work for God.
所以当他从监牢里面放出来的时候，他马上又去传福音。
So once, that's why as soon he was released from the prison, he went to preach the gospel.
但是保罗明白一点,
but Paul knows one thing.
就是他一个人没有办法完全神给他的这个托付。
So by himself, he cannot fulfill the trust and trust by God.
他不要因为他离开世界，那么神的工作就停止。
He does not want his work to cease once he leaves the world.
所以他写提多书给提多。
That's why he wrote the book Titus for Titus.
原因就是在第五节里面他所讲的，他把提多留在格利底，是要提多将来没有办完的事办成齐了，又叫我所吩咐你的在各城设立长老。
That's why it was written in verse 5, he left Titus in Crete to complete what he was unfinished and what was straightened the way.
保罗交托提多，又要提多去可以把这个工作交托这些长老。
So Paul taught and trusted Titus, so Titus can go and trust the elders.
这个就是你看见保罗对他的承担神给他的托付的这个热忱在里面。
So now you can see his enthusiasm, how he took care of what God has entrusted him.
我刚提过我们4月份回去香港。
I just mentioned we returned to Hong Kong in April.
但是呢，这次回香港的感觉跟我从前有一点不一样。
But this time when I went back, I had different feelings compared to the past.
从前去旅行呢，很高兴的。
In the past, when we go travel, we're very happy.
去完旅行以后，回来以后呢，也是觉得很享受。
After we came back, we also enjoyed it.
然后，但是这一次，我们旅行是去了。
But this time, we did travel.
吃东西吃很多了。
We ate a lot.
去旅游也有了。
We also enjoyed the sightseeing.
但是。 我却没有这个很满足的感觉。
But I didn't feel satisfied.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些事情其实不是我们基督徒追求的人生目标。
Because the things we did was not what as Christians we should be looking for.
从前呢，我们觉得吃东西很快乐，我们去世界各地旅游很快乐，但是信主。 越走以后，我们发觉，其实你服侍神才是最快乐的一件事情。
You know, in the past, we think travel is happy and eating is happy, but now you be a Christian longer, that the only thing make us happy is serving the Lord.
我跟我太太说，我们不希望就是好像我们等退休的一天。
So I talked with my wife. We really shouldn't wait until we retire.
我们希望呢，我们每一天都是为主耶稣而活。
We wish that every day we live for our Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你用保罗去提醒我们每一个人。
You reminded us through Paul.
我们愿意好像保罗一样看见。 神，你就是我们的主人。
We wish we can see that you are our master, just like Paul.
我们希望我们人生的目标就是要完成神所交托给我们的事情。
We wish our purpose in life is to complete what God has entrusted us.
这个可能是要做一个好的父母。
This could be a good parent.
可能是要把福音传给我们身边的朋友。
Or to spread gospel to friends.
可能是在教会里面忠心的服侍你。
Or to serve you loyally in the church.
但是无论是什么事情，愿意我们 通过侍奉神的时候，我们心里面得到这个满足。
It doesn't matter what we do, that and we wish that we would be satisfied by serving our Lord.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.